Hunter Strickland joins us, and I got to talk to Hunter I guess it was Wednesday when he spoke to the media. Maybe it was Thursday, I forget when. But he was very remorseful about what happened, and it's a big blow to the Giants, and we'll talk more about that. We did on our podcast, Mid-Inning Relief. If you check it out on iTunes, you'll enjoy it. But Hunter and I spent some time together, and I definitely wanted to bring him to the audience. So Hunter Strickland joins us. Hunter, very emotional, the discussion you were having about the incident.
You know, obviously I have some pretty harsh feelings about it. You know, I made a huge mistake, and I know that, and I've hurt a lot of people. That's what hurts the most, is just letting other people down. So, yeah, it's definitely something that I have to work on and move forward from.
What happened? What sort of set you off in this situation?
Well, I mean, pretty much giving up three runs to blow the lead. You know, that's my job, is to go out there and finish this. You know, and after my team has battled and competed and done a heck of a job that game, you know, as far as Suarez, you know, pitching, Dyson coming in and picking him up and doing an outstanding job, and then I come in and didn't perform to the best of my ability, it was upsetting to me.
But it was one game. You've had a heck of a season. You know, for the first time in your life, you know, you had this heck of a season going. It was just one game.
No, it was. You know, it was, and that's what's you know, kind of tough about it as well. You know, but obviously, yeah. the past week, you know, Miami has given me a little bit of a hard time. Yeah. I guess it just kind of built up. I'm not sure. You know, but there's no excuse. You know, there's no excuse for anything. You know, I can't have moments like that where my emotions get the best of me, you know, but unfortunately I did, and I have to learn from it. I have to get better in all aspects and move forward and get back healthy where my team needs me.
So how do you go forward? What sort of counseling or discussions do you have?
If there's a counselor out there I need to see, I'm not against it. You know, like I said earlier, I don't feel like I'm this angry person. You know, I feel like I'm pretty laid back. You know, and I get the perception that I've given off to the fans and to everybody that doesn't know me personally. I get it and understand it completely, because, quite honestly, that's what I've given them. You know, is this look at what looks to be somebody that's just angry and upset and hothead, so to speak. You know, but like I said, I don't feel like that in my everyday life. When I'm between the lines, that is my life. That is how we make a living. You know, and I have a lot of people counting on me. I got my family, I got my teammates, organization, and the fan base.
You're me.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Come on,
I mean,
counting.
Right, exactly. Counting on me. And then when I don't perform to the best of my ability and blow those leads like that, I take it personal.
Okay.
You know, and I got to figure out a way to deal with that better.
I understand, though. I understand completely, and I know you're sincere. I've known you long enough. I know you're sincere in it. Does baseball have to think about the culture of, you know, the back and forth and the, you know, you got to hit off me, that kind of stuff? And does baseball have to look at that a little bit?
I don't know. You know, I don't really, right now this year, I don't feel like I've been looking at it like that. You know, it doesn't matter who's in the box, who's got a hit off you in the past. It doesn't matter, because whoever I'm facing, I'm expected to get them out. You know, and I think that's one thing that I've learned from last year. You know, is just take it one at a time, because at any given day, anybody can beat you. And so we have to concentrate on that one pitch and that one hitter and just move forward from there, you know. But like I said, when we don't perform to the best of our ability, I take it personally. You know, it hurts, because I have bigger expectations than that.
Well, I'll tell you, and I've known you a while, when I saw you walking towards third base and coming out of the dugout that way, I said, please just keep walking.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's one thing we have to do is just let it pass, you know, and like I said, man, it's hard to do. When we're in the moment, it's hard to do, because, you know, and that's one thing that, like I said, I have to get better at, because obviously my emotions have gotten the best of me a couple of times.
Yeah. All right. So let's look forward a little bit. You have the cast on. What's the prognosis? And we're in June. When do you think you'll be pitching again?
Hopefully sooner than later. You know, I'm going to take take this. This is just kind of a soft cast. I'm going to take it off today, clean it up, you know, make sure nothing gets infected or anything like that, and just, you know, get to my cardio, get to working. You know, there's two pins in the knuckle, so I think we'll reevaluate that in like 2 weeks, do another x-ray and see if it's healed up. If it is, God willing, we'll just take the pins out then. So a little early, you know, and then I'll just control what I can and let the doctors decide the rest. You know, I'm gonna do everything I can and bust my tail to get back to where I belong.
Well, you got a lot of people to consult with. You got a lot of pinkies and metacarpals out there.
Yeah, unfortunately, this year's been rough for us. So now we'll figure it out. You know, and like I said, I just kind of go one day at a time and give it my best.
All right. Well, it's great to talk to you as always. I know that. You can talk to the team too.
I am. Yes.
You will.
Yeah. No, I'm going to today. You know, they deserve it. These are teammates. These are my brothers for majority of the year, you know, and I've let a lot of people down, like I said. So I feel like I owe these guys a lot.
Yeah. And the one thing, don't forget, you've had a heck of a year and you've been in a pressure situation that you and I have talked a lot. And I always said you always stood at the locker. And if it didn't go well, you never walked away. So don't forget, you've had a lot of success, and remember that.
I appreciate that, Marty. And we're not done. I'm gonna come back and we're going to finish this thing off strong and, you know, contribute whatever way I can.
So moose hunting for us. Come on, you're going to have to move quickly here.
I'm not selling you out, Marty. We're going to get to work. I'm going to bust my tail for it.
I'm feeling I'm going to be squirrel hunting here.
Now we'll do our best.
It's a pleasure talking with you, and I know there's a lot of people behind you, but, you know, you got to stand up, and you did it.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate it.
All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.